Blog Talk Radio.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White could fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. For soon the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Listen. How I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed.
Yes,
blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by,
yeah.
I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
To get you to do something, you better follow them demons. I swear, I declare, throw my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all.
I'm blessed too. Charlie Wilson. That's the man.
Well, Mary,
oh, Mary,
don't you weep. Tell the Martha not to mourn.
Martha, don't you mourn.
Pharaoh's army, they've been drowned.
Yeah. another plan to heaven. Follow the Lord on 24/7 days. God is who we pray. Even though the devil's all up in my face, but he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, but I take the face of justice. And I got my soul on full. Grudge because there's no mercy to fill. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, so we turn our hearts to follow me, Rosto, weather is hell of a salad. Come on, so take a bit of the people that's long gone there. While any better at boo, it's still the people of a family. Exactly how many days we got left? Are you laughing? We're passing, passing the way. Cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroads. Y'all know never ever got love with them both. Cause baby,
really wish you'd come home. But when it's gonna die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little girls could do was cry.
Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he just be gone in front of his home. When he did, the boo was wrong. Pull the wrong, gotta hold on, gotta stand strong. When it did come, better believe on, gotta show that you can lean on, lean on.
Yeah, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. Every day.
It's time for the Shakedown!
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. That doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone. We're just children that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
gave you, you gave me. What I gave you, you gave me. What I gave you, you gave me.
She don't wanna be saved, don't save her. She don't wanna be saved, don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
No role models and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the bed.
$700 the bar, $1,300 the crap tables. What are we doing on the door?
About $300 on the door. And Vera hasn't handed in the girls' money yet.
Yo, man, go tell Vera I said bring a fat ass in here. What the fuck is wrong with her, sugar?
What's going on with Tommy Smalls?
I don't know. I put Romeo on him.
Ain't nothing much happened. Man. He had a couple of drinks, dropped about $200 on the crap table, made a phone call and left.
There's nothing to worry about, man.
I'm not worried. I'm just a little concerned. I mean, Calhoun's number one boy, and this girl dropped by to snoop a little bit. That makes me kind of uncomfortable. But I wish you guys would keep your eyes out for the next couple of days, okay? Vera, you know we tally up at 4 o'clock. What is your problem?
Kiss my ass, sugar. I've got to watch my girl until the last trick is gone, and I'm not about to ask no customer to roll over so I can punch some goddamn clock. Now, this is your place, but I am in charge of the girl. And you can just kiss my ass.
Oh, baby, please.
Stop it, sugar. Stop doing that.
So, baby, how are we doing now?
We made about 200.
200? Your girl's been back there all night. How they only make $200?
You kiss my ass quick. I don't never say nothing to you when the crap table and the bar come up short.
Because the bar and the crap table never come up short, just a girl.
Uh-oh.
Now, calm down, Vera.
Kiss my ass, sugar. I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
I ain't trying to say shit. You in charge of the girls, right?
I am in charge of the
girls. Are you in charge of the girls?
I am in charge of the
girls. Okay, the girls are always coming up short, all right? Let's get the shit out in the open. The girls are always coming up short. Even when the place is packed, the girls come up short. Now, either you or them got a problem with their arithmetic.
Are you saying I'm stealing?
The man didn't say you were stealing, girl. Now, come on over here and sit down and shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up, Benny. I would tell you to kiss my ass, too, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch.
Me and you got to step out back.
Hey, it was just a misunderstanding.
No, it ain't. It ain't no misunderstanding. Quick just accused me of stealing. And if you're going to take up for Quick in here, we can all be some fighting motherfuckers in here this evening. Bring your ass, nigga. Bring it on. Come on. Bring your ass. Come on, get up and come on.
Motherfucker.
All right, bitch, you want to fight? We can fight then. You fat motherfucker, I'm tired of your shit.
Just bring your ass.
I'm going to beat the shit out of your ass. You, oh, Jesus. No, don't hold me, sugar. No, let me go, sugar. Let me go.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, come on, Vera. Don't you want to talk about this?
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your face.
You out of your fucking mind?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Well, then come on, goddammit. You've been fucking me since I'm going to beat the shit out of your old ass in this motherfucker, too. Yeah.
You have to punch people in their eyes, right?
Right? Bitch, that's all you got?
Yeah, you didn't think it was going to be like that, right? And now I'm going to blast your motherfucking teeth out.
Nigga, you hit like a bitch.
Oh, you're a little slow than you thought, ain't you, huh? Yeah, I punch like a bitch, huh? Okay, I punch like a bitch? You'll say goodnight to this bitch right now.
You're gonna have to learn to respect me. And the next time you accuse me of stealing, I'm gonna kick your ass again.
You crazy bitch!
Oh, you wanna hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Vera, put that razor away. I ain't playing no more. You put that fucking razor away, I'm gonna blow your goddamn pinky toe off.
Oh, now you're gonna shoot me in my pinky toe.
I'm not playing with you. I will blow that little black, gnarled, crusty, dead motherfucker the fuck off your foot. Now put the razor away.
You must be crazy to pull your gun on me.
You're going to be the nine-toe having this limping this bitch in Harlem. You don't stop fucking with me. Now put the razor away.
Well, go ahead. Shoot, it is. There it is. Shoot. Quick, go ahead. Take your best shot.
You didn't have to shoot that old lady in the foot, man.
Sugar, she was trying to kill me.
She wasn't trying to kill you. She was just trying to scare you.
That's bullshit. The bitch pulled a razor out and was going to cut me with it. I usually kill somebody over some shit like that. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Fear whipped your ass.
Fuck you, man.
And if you hadn't had that gun, she'd still be whipping your ass.
You know, y'all laugh at the wrong shit.
Shut me in my pinky toe.
I know.
I'm going to put what's left of my foot in your ass. I'm going to kill him, sugar.
Please, be careful.
I'm going to kill him out.
Don't kill him.
Oh, am I going to get up from here?
Sarah, we're going to find your toe.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
You got to stop overreacting.
Overreacting?
Yes. And get your old ass in the car.
Oh, man, fuck you.
Next time you fight somebody, pick on somebody your own size. Get there.
and sugar ain't. And when you mix with your arms, your head, your mouth, knees, and feet, boy, you're smoother than Dr. J. You didn't come to the party in a limousine. Yes, you cut a breath and you rap so mean. Take your two turntables and a microphone. You kept on. Keep them dancing all night.
down with my account and lift it like I'm down in this. You say with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie world with my face stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, bitch, sit down, be humble, sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on women? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the semen. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo black. Ayy, this shit way too crazy, ayy. You do not amaze me, ayy. I blew cool from ACA. Oh, how much is page me, ayy. I don't fabricate it, ayy. Most of y'all be faking, ayy. I stay modest about it, ayy. She elaborated, ayy. This that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, ayy. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest nigga after all, bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be humble.
Hold
up,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Bitch,
sit down.
Be humble.
Sit down.
Our final act tonight has been singing together since high school. Ladies and gentlemen, the Five Heartbeats. Come on, let's hear it for them.
There's nothing in this world that I won't say to equal your love.
I got to cut you.
You better put that razor away. I ain't playing no more. You put that fucking razor away, I'm gonna blow your goddamn pinky toe off.
Oh, now you're gonna shoot me in my pinky toe.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Alright, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk moves daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm on a roll, time to go solo.
Rollin',
hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots rained out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, but don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Okay, that was Vanilla Ice. Ice, Ice, baby. That was his one-hit wonder. That was a pretty good song back in the day, but he was all right. Doing a little crossover, but he's doing good. Anyway, that was a short view of Vanilla Ice. I got another caller. This is like my boy Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, hey.
What's
that?
What's that? You all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, okay. You get all your stuff taken care of? You get the stuff out the way of the rain?
Yeah, it's out the way of the rain. I got some stuff to do. You can't hardly walk through here, but it ain't getting wet.
Right. Well, don't feel bad, because they gotta redo my whole roof, man. My roof is leaking real bad. Real bad.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be a lot of money. I got to invest in it. I don't mean just the shingles. I got to do rafters and wood behind wood. So, but it's an old building, so got to get it done. Mm-hmm. Got to get it done. I got to keep announcing it because my boy giving a race this weekend, Bobby Cole giving a race down south at Memphis Motorsport Park. He does it every year. It was a big race, and a lot of the guys from Detroit, Chicago, down south comes there. It's a pretty big race, pretty big race. He got food, and he give away T-shirts and stuff. But what I was told that this race is going to be his last race at this just at this event, at this location, because somebody done bought the track. Ain't that a damn shame? When somebody done bought the track at Bobby Cole's race, the people that own the track, somebody done bought it from them, and this is going to be Bobby Cole's last race at this track, Memphis Motorsports Park. So it won't be a track no more, people. I'm trying to get things together so I can get down there and support him this weekend. It's supposed to start Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But most people get there around Friday and Saturday. Saturday the big race. Hope it ain't no rain out. I haven't looked at the weather yet. But we'll see. We'll see how it turn out. That will be Bobby Cole's last race at this track this weekend. I've been going for the several years, and it's been a pretty good race. He really throw down. He gets a lot of heavy hitters to come in there, and people with their race cars lock in and get loaded and race for some money. Somebody at the door. That's looking at the number. That's Corey. What up, Corey?
Yo, what's happening?
You, man, you.
What's good?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I hear you talking about Memphis. Memphis going to be, huh?
What you say about Memphis?
I hear you talking about Memphis. Memphis going to be one of the big races down there.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Cole always gets big races, and it should be pretty good if the weather hold out. You looked at the weather?
Yeah, it's gonna be in the 80s.
In the 80s.
79. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's gonna be good then. You know that's going to be Bobby Cole's last race at that track.
Yeah, I heard that.
Huh?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard they're going to close the doors, which is crazy.
Yeah. Somebody else done bought it, man. I don't know. I hate to see them close down the track, because that slows us and stops us from having our fun. That means we got to go somewhere else and relocate.
Man, that's the crazy part, though. They got to go, man. They're down there. You know what I'm saying? If you treat people right, people will come.
Yeah, and then let's think about something else, Corey. If you own the track, why would you sell? Give me a couple of reasons. Why would you sell the track?
I mean, you said, well, I wouldn't, me personally. It
no,
shouldn't be
no,
all
I,
about
I know you. I know you wouldn't sell, but if it came down to it, what would be a reason that would force you to sell?
Right. Me personally?
Come on,
yeah,
wait,
I was just
going to
say
come
that.
On.
All right. You got to look at the, I don't know. All right, let me think about that for a minute.
All right. What you think?
Only reason I would sell is because of financial reasons. I can't afford the track anymore. Or I'm done racing. And I'm moving on to something else. You know, my attention is elsewhere.
Gotcha. Financial reasons. Your attention somewhere else. You might want to go a different avenue. 708-6632. 708-6632. Is that you, Sean?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
What's up with you, all right?
Yeah. It's got a little background noise. I'm walking away from it now. Yeah, I'm good,
okay,
man. How everybody doing today, man?
We are good.
Yeah. I just talked to Bobby yesterday. I'm actually waiting for him to call me back. He probably gonna end up calling me back tomorrow. He's a little busy. This is his last race. Well, it's not his last race. I got a little wind and I'm walking the truck.
Wait a minute. You got some noise in the background.
Yeah, I'm actually running to the truck real quick. So that way you won't get that background noise. You had asked the question about why would you sell. That I don't know. I can't ask. It could have been anything. No,
I don't want to know Bobby's reason, but I was saying that to Corey. If you own the track, what would be enough pressure to make you sell? Give me an idea.
If I own the track and get me to sell, either somebody offered me a hell of a something I couldn't refuse, or I'm not bringing in the crowd.
Good report. That's two good answers. Somebody can offer you enough money to. Somebody can offer you enough money that will make you like, damn, I can get that house me and my wife wanted, or I can get a race car and a trailer with that money. And, you know, sometimes it's like that. There's no right or wrong answer, but that's some good point. That's some damn good point. Rick was saying financial problems can cause you to sell.
Yeah.
Get behind in debt, taking out a mortgage on your house, and then you don't make them needs or whatever. Somebody gets sick in the family.
Man, see, you said,
I just wanted,
you said, not to change the subject, but you said you had to take a second mortgage out. Man, we just heard some stuff a couple months ago. The guy, man, took a second mortgage out on his house for a motor. Ain't that serious to me?
Ooh, for his motor?
Yeah. Hey, man, it's his own, the way I put it.
You have to be extremely careful with that, because just think, you're taking out a mortgage just to build an engine, and you get sick. Say you got the car together, built the engine, and you get out there and race, and you get into an accident. Who's going to pay that mortgage?
Yeah.
You
going to
pay it, Rick?
Nope, not at all. Mm-mm. I would never do nothing like that for no motor. It ain't that serious. unless you're getting paid big money to race.
Y'all open up. Y'all open y'all open up a can of worms, because think about it. Some people do that.
Yeah.
So you got to have a backup plan.
Right. You know what? I tell you what, I can't speak for them. I speak for me. I don't need no backup plan because I ain't doing it. It ain't that serious to me.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
It's just things.
But for those that...
I had said some shit a few years ago, and that one, the only one that understood what I said was Skin. When I said, this was a couple years ago, we was on somebody's show, and Skin was on there. And they were talking about why I haven't brought none of the cars out. And I said, well, the way stuff is going right now, man, I'd rather take pictures. I'd rather sell my pictures than to go to the track and try to get a grudge rate. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I say, in my case, because I have nitrous, but I like to run my car on horsepower. I don't want to spray the car, you know? And that's when that opened up a can of worms, and they was like, that don't make no sense. How you going to make money taking pictures? Well, the same way I get paid to go live. It took time to get there. A lot of work. Lots of work. Same like you say. It took time to get your show up there, to get people on there, to get people to follow you.
Uh-huh.
You know? It works for me. You know, I say I can't speak for everybody, except, but it works for me. You know? And the reason I said that is because I go to the track, and it ain't a lot of people don't. You got a lot of people that will run on horsepower, you know, or they'll give you the spot, you know, and they leave their car on night and they give you a spot, you know. And that's what was going on. Either we was running people head up, or we was getting a spot, you know. And it worked out for us all the way around, you know. So, but then it got to a point where I couldn't get no races, so we had to start spraying the car. Then it got to a point once you whoop 5-6 guys. Now you got to go traveling. I got a street car, man. It's a street car. I can drive it anywhere. So it was hard to get races. We was making our money with the Drag Nation News, taking pictures, selling pictures, the T-shirts, the hats, you know, and a lot of nobody understood that part. But Skin said, you know what? I get it. It makes sense. You going to the track, you spending $300-$400 going to the track, and you don't get a race. But you going to the track with just the camera and the pictures, and I'm guaranteed to see the pictures.
Yeah, it's more, what's the word, frequent.
You can get.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people there that's going to want a picture of this or want a picture of that car. Hey, man, take a picture of
my
car.
We met so many people, man. I mean, when I tell you we met a lot of people at Holly Springs at Trick or Treat, we met some people, man. They had saw me on Facebook and on YouTube, but they didn't know, you know, really know me personal. And they came over there to the truck, man, and we was over there talking. They was like, man, you real cool down there person. I was like, man, I live the real life. I don't live that life making somebody think I got more than I got, you know. Like, no, we live a real world, man. We got plenty of videos to show, you know, how we got this whole Drag Nation News started and what it takes to go to these tracks, whether we're racing or not, you know. And I think long story short, we met a lot of people there, man, and now we got roughly about 40, I think it was like 41 or 42 people sent emails, and they were sending us messages and stuff on Facebook email, got a few phone calls, and everybody want to know if we're going to be down there, we're going to be selling pictures. I said, yeah, we're definitely going to be there. You know, we'll be selling pictures and everything. And when Holly Springs, man, we met a couple people, man, and man, Tracy and Miss Kate, her husband, he died. Something happened to him. Long story short, something happened to him. Well, Holly Springs was the last track that he raced at, and they had a picture of him on the car. I forgot the brother's name, who was, but I can never remember. I can never forget the lady, you know, and picture. They had I forgot the name of the truck. As soon as I hear it, I know it. But they got a big angel, got his face painted on the hood of the truck. And paid in full. They ended up racing him. That's how I've been explaining that, you know, before they wrecked the car, paid in full, they ran him at Holly Springs. And the truck went up in right. the air, and that's how they won the race. But and I sent the pictures of the truck, and they had liked it. And, man, the guy came on. He said, man, I'm going to need five more. And then they left, and then the children, they came over, and they was like, can we get four more of those pictures? Then they came back again, and they brought some more people over there, you know. And they had cars and everything, man. But when I tell you them people was the nicest people you ever want to meet, right? They are the nicest people you ever want to meet, man. And we've been getting phone calls and stuff. They want to know if we're going to be there. So I told them, yeah, I'll be there on Thursday going live. You know, we're going to promote the hell out of Bobby's race, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, going traveling, going to another state, another side of the country. You get to meet a lot of interesting people, and I guarantee it's going to be a lot of nice people in this game. That's why I was asking you, Rick. Rick, that's why I was asking you. Well, I was talking to Phil earlier, but I asked Phil and I asked you, are y'all in a position to travel? If you're not in a position to travel, try your darndest to get in a position to travel. You get a chance to meet other people, and it's not just the people in your neighborhood.
Man, hey, it's a whole different world out there, man. It's traveling,
hey,
going to different
places. I missed it. I was,
I was telling you, if you can travel, if you can't travel, try to put yourself in a position to travel. Because it's a whole different ball game. You got some noise in the background. It's a whole different world out there. You get a chance to meet a lot of other people. So, and Sean can tell you, I'm one for traveling, and I really love it. I might have to cut back on this traveling a little bit for the simple fact that some doors have opened up for me to hurry up and get my car together. So
I want to
jump through them doors before they close. So we'll see how it works out within the next couple of months.
Because
I was gonna leave the car alone until they finished the building in my shop. That Mustang can sit over in the corner, because what's more important is that shop getting together.
Exactly, see? And when we got the house, man, I had to park the car until we got the house right, you know?
Exactly.
Trust me.
Exactly.
Tell you, we live the real world, man. If people see racing
on
YouTube.
Oh, man.
Okay, you got
we live the real world.
Yeah. Your phone is something wrong. We can barely hear you.
That's
background noise. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Really their own problem. Yeah, I can hear you.
I said, what kind of car you got?
Real good. Mustang.
What year?
89.
Okay.
I got an 89 Mustang. I got an 86 Mustang. Those other ones is what's that car that Sean sold me? I got that one buried in the back. I got about three Mustangs just in case if I tear up one, wreck it or whatever, I can go transfer everything to another body.
Nice. Okay. What you nicest guy, turbo guy, big block, small tire, big tire?
Somebody's going to have to teach you that in this grudge world, we don't give out secrets.
Okay, I got you.
Some stuff we willing to tell, and some stuff we're not. But in grudge world, now if you class racing, they don't care. They'll tell you what size cam they got, what his degree that. They don't care about mm-hmm. it in class racing. But when it comes to grudge racing, you'll see a lot of guys. If you ask a guy what size engine he got, he gonna say a medium block. Now, what is a medium block? You ever heard of a medium block?
No, I haven't heard of a medium block.
Well, that's what they'll do. That's what they'll do to you, right, Sean? They won't tell you what they got.
That's it.
What they got. Or they might lie. They might
that's
say, oh, I got a small block. But when you get out there to race them, it might be a big block. It might be turbo. It might be nitrous.
And this is where the whole, how can I put it, sips, all these sips and stuff come in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a nice a stipulation now, you know. Dude, are you leaving or what, dude?
Yep, these stipulations come out the woodwork because they want some insurance. So they
yeah.
can kind of guarantee themselves a chance to win. Because when you hear somebody
yeah.
say, give me the back tire, that's because they want some insurance. They probably don't need it, but they're asking for it anyway. It's a little insurance. And if you fall for it and give them the back tire and he beats your ass,
wow.
then you'll be like, oh, I got swindled. I got swindled. He asked for the back tire, and I gave it to him, and then he beat me. And I wish I had never gave it to him.
Chase is a race.
That's how the, huh?
I was saying, or like a chase is a race.
That's another con game too. There's a whole lot of con game because this is outlaw racing that we do, and outlaw. If you can trick your opponent and win that money. That guy just been tricked. So you
right,
gotta know
right.
all the tricks. You gotta know all the tricks and try not to get stuck in a trick bag.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that it is, you know, by you building your engine and just starting out, it's good to listen to the shows and listen. Just sit back and listen to some of the guys. You'll learn a whole lot. Because there's some trick guys out here, trust me. Sean know that. Corey know that. There's some guys out here will play you to the left, and next thing you know, you digging in your pocket, giving up some money.
Right, right.
Ain't that right, Corey? So, yeah, Bobby Cole's having this race this weekend, and we had switched gears for a minute and said that if you own the track and you was forced to sell, what reason would some people sell their track? Y'all mentioned financial difficulties. Y'all mentioned they offered you something that you couldn't refuse. There's many different things. You can get caught up in a bind and just have to sell. Well, that would be probably financial difficulties when you can't make them notes. So whatever the reason being that they selling, we don't know. Who is this texting me? Whatever the reason being that they selling, we don't know, but we just got to go with the punches. There's a zillion other tracks in this world, in this country. We can go to another one. I'm sure Bobby Cole will probably be going to Holly Springs maybe, or he'll find another track somewhere in that area. He can You can go to Huntsville. I noticed Bobby likes to stay close to home, sort of close to Memphis. But I swear, if I had the money, I would build me a trap and keep that joker going on. Oh, this is another thing. If I had a trap and I got in a position where I was going, I had to. I got too old to run my car and too old to run the trap. This is just me. I would say to my wife, baby, if we sell the track, we need to find somebody that's going to keep it going and not turn it into a strip mall. Tell her, let's put it out there and see if anybody's willing to buy the track. Sean Drag Nation News, that's on the show tonight, Sean might say, well, yeah, I'll buy it. And we would say, Sean, well, these are the conditions. We'll sell it to you, but on a contract that you can never sell it to somebody that's going to turn it into something different other than a racetrack.
And the only thing I would say with that is, go ahead.
Those stipulations, those stipulations is possible and it can be put in a contract, because here in Detroit, I didn't know this until several years ago. Detroit has a island right in the center of Detroit River called Belle Isle. Some people know about that island. It's a nice sized island. They have events. Okay. Well, did you know the people, when Detroit was first established, the people that sold us that island, I think they sold it to us for like a dollar or maybe $10, something small like that. But they made a contract deal that you could never sell the island. How we found out was when Kwame Kilpatrick used to be mayor, and they handled him in the jail, and he got locked up.
Right.
The state came in wanting to buy the track. I mean, wanting to buy the island. And the state was gonna buy the island from Detroit, but Detroit got their own private lawyers. So when the word got out, the state wanted to buy the track. The island. The lawyer came up and pulled up the contract and said, "Oh, we cannot sell the track." We cannot sell the island because it's under contract. So the state said, well, okay, damn it, we can't buy it. They leased it. And they leased it for 28 years.
Really?
So
what are they doing with the island?
Nothing. If you wanted to go out on the island, you got to buy a sticker for your license plate, and it costs $10 per year.
No, but I haven't heard anybody doing anything with that island, though. I thought it set bacon on it.
Nope. They ain't did nothing with it. That used to be our little heaven where we can go out to the island, make barbecue, swim on the beach. But now, in order to go out there, you better have a pass to go to the island. So they have ruined it for a lot of people. But like I was saying, there's a contract stipulation that you can have with a track. Therefore, the track will stay open for the racers for life. And I would say to Sean, if you're going to buy this track, just promise me you're going to keep it open for the races. It is not to be sold to a strip mall or somebody going to tear it down and make a plaza or a convention center out of it. No. So that's what can be done. For them to be buying the track, they're gonna tear the track down, from what I was told, and bye bye racetrack. I would say, you
I always thought that if you do, you can put a stimulation in the contract with that, but I always thought that it was only for a certain amount of years.
Whatever you put
in
a contract, a contract is basically just what it says. Whatever's written out on that contract, it has to be upheld. If you put on that, if you put on that contract that we do not want circle track races on it, then the law got to hold it, hold that up. That's got to be accountable for. You got to be accountable for.
Yep. The only way you can change that is if you put a time limit on it for so many years.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I. Yep. That's what I thought. It was like a time limit, though. I didn't think you could do one for permanently.
Whatever on that contract.
Yeah. Right, whatever on the contract.
Yeah. When them lawyers write that up and somebody break that contract, you got a lawsuit. So my family, if Sean, if we wrote up a contract and somebody in my family can come up to Sean and say, Sean, you told my daddy Shake that you was going to keep it as a racetrack. Why are these airplanes landing on the racetrack? So now Sean gonna be in court because my kids is gonna be suing the hell out of
him. Yeah.
It's all kind of ways you can do something. Now, if we put a time limit on it and say, okay, for the next 25 years, it's got to stay a racetrack. Well, come 26, Sean can do whatever he wants to with it.
Right.
He can dig everything up and plant him a garden there for all I care after them 25 years.
Yep.
But you notice when we had Detroit Dragway here in Detroit, somebody ended up buying it. And you see what they did to it, right? They did the strip mall and some condos.
Where was that at?
So,
Detroit Dragway.
Oh, you ain't never been to Detroit Dragway?
Mm-mm.
Google it.
No, where was
Google
it?
Google it right quick. Google it. Straight out Telegraph.
Okay, I'm about to Google it right now. Hold on.
No, I thought you was, you say you was 40 years old. You never been to Detroit Dragway?
42, but I never been to Detroit Dragway. I remember when we had the horse track at right there where
Hazel
I
Park.
Wonderland Mall,
yeah.
The record. I remember that one.
Well, we had a Hazel Park racetrack right on DeQuinder and Timma.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I'm not from the east side. I really don't go on the east side that much.
That's why I was telling you, you need to get out and travel. Fix it to where your job or your business or whatever you got allow you to travel. And I guarantee you, you'll love it. You'll never look back. So y'all going to be getting text messages from me or phone calls when I travel to Africa and other countries, because I want to see what the grass look like over there.
What do you do outside?
Well, I get my
Did you hear me?
Hello. What'd you say?
Yes. What do you do outside of racing?
I'm in the pharmaceutical business. Look at everybody ears on the show,
you.
Boy.
I got you.
I'm just lying, people. I'm just lying. I can't do no pharmaceutical business. Hell, I don't even like taking aspirin. No, I can't do that because God won't allow me to do the pharmaceutical business. That would be a disgrace. God put only all the food we needed here on earth and the medicines we needed to cure ourselves right here on earth. So if you can find those herbs and that food, you'll be okay. I'm not into no pills with no aspirin and what they call that stuff with the chemicals all in it. I can't think of the word, but they got so much dope out there. It's crazy. I'm not into that. But no, I have an auto repair. I got several businesses, Rick. I got auto repair, towing, transportation, another transportation, and I'm going to open up a restaurant for my daughter because I sent her to school for culinary arts, and that is going to put her in, get her own restaurant. That's if she can stay in it. So I don't know how kids is. They wiki-washy.
Boy, you got that one right. Mine got 5 video games. Ready, I say they ready. Hell, I'm playing them. It's time for us to say they're not ready yet. What?
Oh, yeah. I got 2.
That's your boy.
That's all they do is sit at home and play video games. They don't do nothing else. They just sit in the house and on YouTube and video games.
So you saying Marquise and made a video, another video game, Sean?
And he got 5 of them.
Good God.
And I'm working my butt off. I mean, not that I would be one of them parents to spend his money, you know, if he wished to sell them, but, you know, he wants to have a house with some acreage, with either near the with the water or with a pond somewhere spot. A pond on the property. I told boy, you can have all of that, but we need to sell these video games like now.
Yeah.
He's saying they're not ready yet, so hey.
Well, it's gonna take some time, and then you got to get them patented, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you that's what was going on with the whole Drag Race news, right? When we didn't go live for a while, they had a guy and his kid, man, trying to take the name.
Really?
And if you don't get stuff patented, if you don't get it patented, they will. If you got a popular business, they will try to steal your name, man. So you have to get everything patented, man.
Yeah, I was talking, we had a guy came on my show. I had to mute your mic for a second. We got a bunch of noise. We had a guy years ago came on the show, and he was telling me about doing the same thing. And I heard him, but I didn't hear him. In other words, I heard him, but I didn't put forth an effort because of the name Shake and Bake. The only person, only people that got their name Shake and Bake is the Shake and Bake recipe for chicken on TV. Well, they got it. They got that name patent, but he said if I kept my show going on, I might have somebody that might jump in there and say, hey, you can't use that name no more, Shake and Bake. So did I push the issue of getting it patent? It's not getting patent. You got to get copyrights of a name. Just like with slogans, if you ever notice Pepsi got that picture of red, white, and blue stripes, and Pepsi written in the middle of it, that has to be copyrighted. So that means you get it registered to the state, to the country, and can't nobody else use your patent or your logo. So you can get the logo copywritten, you can get your name copywritten, and if you invent something, you get a patent on it where can't nobody steal. I went to a business class one time. Hold on, we got somebody's hand up. I went to a business meeting one time. Hold on, 708-2978. I went to a business meeting one time, and the lady was telling us, if you got a name of your business and it's registered to the city, through the city, and you're legal through the city, she was telling us that we need to scratch that and get it registered to the state and get it copywritten. Because if somebody come out and take Sean Drag Nation News and use it and get it registered to the state, they can call you up, Sean, and tell you, you got to quit using this name. And I guess that's probably what you're going through now. But I wished I had listened to her and went to that class, because it is very important to know that you can easily be shut down all because of legalities. 708-2978, who we got, Carl? You still there?
Oh, here I am. I'm sorry, I had my phone muted back. It's Eric.
Is that Eric? What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just headed home.
Okay, good to hear from you. I hope everything worked all right.
Yeah, everything was good. Everything was right.
Good.
Got a few things to take care of when I come back from Bobby Cole's race.
Okay. So you're going to be able to take the car?
Yeah, I'm going to take the car.
Okay, good. You got a picture of your car on your phone?
Say what?
You got a picture of your car on your phone? Do you have a picture of your car on the phone? Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Please send it to me.
All right, I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Yeah, we was talking about Bobby Cole race at Memphis Motorsport Park. And then we got on, we shift gears a little bit. We was like, we wonder why it was the people selling the track. We'll never know unless we can get in contact with one of them. But so we hypothetically came up with our own answers. Eric, if you own that track and you was forced to have to sell, what would be a reason why you would sell that track, knowing you probably do it?
I would say financial problems.
Okay.
I would say
problems
like that.
Yeah, somebody else mentioned financial problems too. Anything else you can think of that would twist your arm to make you sell?
I would say, well, I don't know. Let me think. To see, financial problems, I would have to say getting out the business, period. You know, letting somebody else take over it.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned that too.
Well, somebody just threw a bunch of money at me. I couldn't change.
Were you eavesdropping on the show? You named everything everybody said. Sean Drag Nation News mentioned. I know. Sean Drag, he mentioned somebody offered you a certain amount of money that you could not refuse. And sometimes they do that. They'll buy you out, and they'll be like, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that much probably is worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like a developer or something like that.
Mm-hmm. They might have some interest in it that's far exceed a racetrack. He might have a plan in the back of his head to do some development, to put a plant there. Could be a Mazda plant or anything.
Right.
Whatever it may be, he see a different picture. He's like, they be thinking, hell with a racetrack. I want to put a Mazda plant here. We're gonna make these new. No, it could be electric car plant. Where they gonna make electric cars, and you know they trying to push this electric car like crazy. I'm seeing a commercial on TV the other day with a Chevrolet electric
truck. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So whatever, he might have a future into the electric cars and say the heck with a racetrack. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to convince a lot of people to buy that electric car. I'm just not one for swallowing it just yet.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Eric,
I can't swallow
was that your blue
car.
Team yesterday? Is that what?
Was that blue thing you had? Was that you?
What blue thing?
The blue car. Wasn't that car blue?
Oh, the car that I pulled out the trailer?
I seen you put it in the trailer, but I didn't know if you was driving, if that was yours. You know, I don't know unless you say so. You know what I mean? I don't assume it's somebody's vehicle unless they say so. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I meant to ask you that.
I was just up there trying to get some logs for him because he was at work.
Oh, okay. Nice piece. I think I got some pictures of it. I'm pretty sure I got some pictures of it. I haven't looked at them yet. I came in yesterday and I put it up and put everything up. I ain't thought about it. And then today we've been laying around watching movies all day out. I didn't realize it was this late.
Right.
That y'all got a lot of rain over there, Sean?
Yeah, it looked like it rained today. This is my first time coming out, man. I went up to the restroom to get us something to eat.
Well, it was pouring down here for the past couple of hours.
Yeah, it looked
hours.
Like it rained, but it's dry.
Yeah. Well, if it's dry over there with you, that means that y'all dryness is gonna come here tomorrow. So that might be the only rain we had was today. Hopefully, because I am really fed up with this cold.
Yeah, you ain't the only one. That means the summer gonna go longer.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow too.
So what, Eric?
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
What say, Rick?
We're supposed to got thunderstorms tonight. Until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, let it fill within the lake.
where are you at?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Chicago. Okay.
And normally what Chicago get, it usually blow right over here to Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pay Eric and Sean a couple of dollars up under the table to keep that weather over there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it all to you. You have it for free.
right.
Come on, man. Tie a rope around it and keep it over there. I know they call y'all the Windy City for something.
Yes, it's a little windy right now. Right.
Quit being so generous, Eric.
You gotta be
it
was generous. A little windy today. Windy here today.
But Shay, don't you forget, man. Keep that calendar open. You know where you're supposed to be going on October the 8th, right?
Yep, October the 8th. I got it. I'm definitely gonna come support you on October the 8th. Charm.
Oh yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna try to get Rick. He's on the show tonight. I'm trying to get Rick to start traveling and shoot over there 4 hours in Chicago. Ain't nothing to me.
I do.
You
are you game for that? Are you game for that
game.
Travel, Rick?
Oh yeah, I'm game.
Okay, so let me ask you a test question. If you game, what you got to do to prepare?
What, to bring my truck?
Taking two. Whatever. If you gonna bring your truck or just spectate, what is your preparations to go?
Just taking time off.
Okay. You think your job would let you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might have to put
it
in ahead of time.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It's on the weekend? Yeah, I'm normally off on the weekend.
What day is
Saturday.
It?
A Saturday. I told it's Saturday.
Oh. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So we would have to leave out early Saturday morning.
That's no problem for me. I can do that. You know, I work the weekends just to get the overtime, but the overtime is not mandatory. So
okay.
I can just be like, I'm not coming in, and that's that.
Hey, Rick, let me tell you something. This show been going on. Whew, when did I take over this show, Sean?
Man,
it's been quite a while. It's been since
that's a long time.
About 6 years. 6-7 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, Rick, I'm going to tell you something. Out of all the people that have came on the show, you'll find out that there's some people still have problems traveling. There's some people here in the city of Detroit ain't never traveled outside of the state to go racing. And you'll start asking yourself, why? Well, there's plenty of reasons. Like we just mentioned about the racetrack, financial reasons stop people from traveling. Gas prices stop people from traveling. The old lady say, no, you can't go, stops them from traveling.
Yeah.
Some people are just plain scared to travel. They don't want to see what's behind them bushes.
No, I get that. Yeah. I mean, you gotta have money. It depends on how long you're gonna stay, but
yeah.
No, if it's just for a day or so, you know, that's no biggie.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta make sure that I have the spending money to get down there, but that's about it.
And then think about it. See, because since you never traveled, you gotta think about. How much it costs to get in, Sean?
$20, $45 car and driver.
Okay. See, he telling you right there, $20 for spectators. You say $45 for car and driver.
Right, $45 car and driver.
Then you got to add some eat money, some gas money. See, all this stuff is simple.
Oh, we got
bigger
food gonna be there. People selling food. We got Mama D's Kitchen. Got Pop and Go. I believe Chef Lee coming in too. Not sure just yet with him, but he hadn't said anything. But I got Lim's Barbecue. They're asking to come in. I just spoke to them. They called me. I didn't even call them. I got quite a few vendors. Just people that's calling for vendors.
Okay.
So this one here is going to be a little different than before, you know. So it's going to be plenty of food there, place to buy. You know, it's a cancer awareness event, so we're raising money at this event every year. This is our 13th year.
Mm-hmm.
13 years it is. So raising money for the cancer consultant clinic. And my little sister, 2-time cancer survivor, so just how that got started. Man, we started this thing just when we did the walk. It was just me and my family and a couple friends, and
And a couple years later that, man, we just walking around the block, and then we got to the park, and then the sister decided she wanted to, the family decided we're going to take it to the track, you know, and we took it to the track, and then we did it for a couple years, and then we didn't do it for about 2 years, and then, yeah, and then we started back doing it again, and that's when drag got involved in it, and it just blew up. Now they're asking, man, we had got asked to, I had a chance to bring it to 131, and which I really thought, really did think about taking it to 131, you know, and, but 41 is, where most of, we decided to keep it at 41. Who knows what the future holds, but right now, man, 41 has been good to us, and, the family, everybody knows where it is. You know what I mean? It's closer to home.
Right.
And so right now, that's what we're gonna keep it there for now. I ain't really interested in taking it no place else right now, but it's working out there. You know what I mean? So it's working out. And this year, man, we got so many things we're doing differently. We ain't put everything out. We're not putting everything out there just yet. You know, people in this business, man, people will come steal your ideas and then have an event the week before you and do everything you were doing.
Right.
Which really wouldn't matter because people will. I mean, here's the thing. People are going to go to any event they want to go to. You have no control on people going where, but, which is not a big issue. If they want to come to that event, they're going to go to that event, you know. I'm hoping to get Dog in, but we do got some out-of-towners that I can say that have already called and asked for the date, man, and locked the hotel in. So now I'm working on hotels now. I know the event is not until October, but Drag Nation News, anytime we hire for any event or our event, we promote early. You know, so that's when Bobby called me about his race. When I got the call about it, we started promoting right there and then. Right then.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, we promote early.
It's good to promote early because it gets you, what you're doing is putting that seed in people's ears and minds ahead of time, and it'll start to grow. And by the time the day of the event comes, it'll be heavy on their mind, and it'll be more chances of they going because you can put it out there. Because if you start at the last minute, the 11th hour, as some people call it, people will be like, hear it and then forget it just that quick, or something that came in the way. Oh, I can't go, Sean, because my daughter's graduation is that same week. You know, or my wife wanted to go to Vegas. You know, something. If you put it in their head early, they could have scheduled a Vegas vacation around the cancer awareness. So you're doing good. Put it out there early.
Yeah. See, I've always promoted early, so ain't nothing changed, but a few things the way we're doing some things. So man, got all of my brothers. This be the first time all my brothers that have all their cars together, and we all gonna be there, you know. This be the first time.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy, a lot of folks thought I was the only child, man.
I didn't know you had brothers and sisters.
Man, my brothers be at the track. Folks who don't even know we brothers.
Right.
It's something we just ain't, I don't know. But my brothers that live down south. A lot of folks know who my brothers are. They just didn't know we were brothers. Unless they seen us together or looked at the name. So, all my cousins, when you see the Shields family, you know it. And it's racing. We all, trust me, we either brothers or cousins. Got a big family.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
You be in the back room doing something. Did you know, Sean, the guy that just got through talking, that's Sean. He's got a business called Drag Nation News.
Okay.
Did you know me and him are brothers?
No, I didn't know you guys were brothers.
No, and a lot of other people didn't know, but we are brothers, spiritual brothers.
Okay.
The Vice.
I'm a spiritual brother too. I'm a spiritual brother too.
All right. And that makes us prone to looking out for each other.
Always, man. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah.
Hey, Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What kind of car you got? If you don't mind me asking.
Corvette.
What color is it?
It's gray.
Did you send that picture or are you going to send it later?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can send it now. Let me pull it up. Hold on one second.
Okay. That way I can take the picture and put it with you.
Nicest vet around.
Oh, yeah? We got a guy
here.
We got a guy here got a vet that he raised, Greg Williams. Matter of fact, you seen it, Sean. When you out at 42, not this last time, the time before.
Yeah. I don't remember which one it was. I'm pretty sure.
There we go. Uh-oh. Okay, stuff
everywhere. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, man. Looking forward, man. I've been promoting Bobby Race, man, since the day he told me about it. And we've been humping. Man, I've been talking to folks in Grand Rapids. I got some friends over in Iowa, man, that's coming here Wednesday. And they're going to meet us Wednesday and ride out with us. That's four cars with four trucks, you know. It's a lot. We got a whole lot. It's probably about, I would say, I'm guaranteeing, I know eight cars for sure. And we got some people who waited till the last minute trying to find a room, but they couldn't find a room. So they looking at some Airbnbs right now. And so far, the wife found like five of them. So she gave me the information. So I don't know if they called yet. When they heard that we were going, man, these are other racers, man, that race and that we've met over the years, you know. And they the same as like what's his name, Rick. They had never traveled down south. They've been over. They've been, you know, up this way, you know, up in the north, but they've never been down south, you know. We make friends everywhere we go. And when they find out we're going, they're like, hold on, I think we want to go too. Come on.
Right.
You know,
it's fun to travel. It's fun, really.
Yeah, man.
It's just what I try to do, Sean, is I try to break people's stereotypical things that gets in their way to keep them from traveling. It's really not that difficult. The fear of unknown is what really gets in a lot of people's way because they never done it.
Yeah.
That fear
exactly.
is right there. So
yep.
when you get them to tag on, when they come and tag along with you one time, they hooked. Or
yep.
or you talk them into, well, it's not that bad. You got a car. You drive it every day. It's gas dependable. You can take your car and go there and come back and won't have no problems. Put you a couple of dollars in a credit card where in case you have some problems, you know, you can pay for this, that, and other. It's not that difficult. It really
no.
ain't.
You know, I mean, here's my thing, man. Like I said, we live in the real world. All right, well, we know this race is coming up. So, all right, well, we know this race is coming.
All right, well,
you don't take a rocket science. Well,
put this
hit to the side for this thing. All right, well, I'm going to put this hit to the side on this day. I know the wife don't want to go out to dinner, so let me put this hit to the side for this day. And that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's how we do it.
God, like,
you know,
Eric. That is a gorgeous car, man.
Yes, sir.
I told you it was nice, man. I told you it was nice.
Yes, it's BD David. That is a nice car.
Yeah.
That your Camaro too, Eric?
Yeah, I got rid of Camaro about a couple of weeks ago.
You got rid of it?
Yeah, I got rid of the Camaro.
Oh, man. That Camaro, what year was that? 79, 78?
79.
79, yep, I had one just like it. I had a 74, 76, 78, 9, and I had an 80.
Yeah, I had an 80, Z28, I had a 70 split bumper, I had that one.
He had a lot of cars.
I see.
Yep. Had quite a few of them.
In love with the Camaros, huh?
That was my last.
All right, fellas, I got
what year was
I gotta get ready, man. So I'm gonna holler at y'all later on. Shake, I see you Thursday or Friday.
Hold on one second. I need to take you in the private room for a second.
Okay.
All right, we back.
Oh. Ah. Hey, God dog it. There we go. Gonna take that off of there. Hey, Eric, how was that track working to you yesterday? You there, Eric?
Eric, fellas, we got
yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
Cole on the show. Bobby's gonna we're trying to help promote his race this weekend.
Oh yeah. I'll be glad to see y'all coming down from Chicago.
Chicago.
Bobby,
and Detroit.
Bobby, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I got a lot of shit going on. I guess shit. We got about 50 locked in the grudge races. We're gonna have open private testing on Thursday. Track open at 5. I'm gonna try to open at 3.
Okay.
I think it's like 150 to 200. I haven't got that straight away with the racetrack as of right now. But it's $15 for spectators. I am gonna allow them to come into the private test session. And okay. $25 a day. We got the daily driver on Friday. And the rest of them locked in grudge races. I mean, you got Uncle Sam, me and Uncle Sam. We got Baby Daddy and King Kong. We got Lockdown and Jesse Jane. I mean, we got a lot of races that start on Friday, a lot of them.
Like you normally do. You have a nice event.
Yeah, Wesley Snipe going to turn around and run Lockdown.
He like they would take.
I think 10 o'clock.
Oh, he got bust down.
Wick locked. Okay. Shorty locked in with take. Shorty
yeah,
locked in
yeah.
with take.
Shorty.
Yeah, I like that.
And
I like
Jamie
that.
Jamie over there in Ogden now, they trying to get locked in name and Jamie. So yeah, we got a
I
lot
hope
of
that work out.
On Friday. On Friday we got 3 shootouts going on. I don't know how the hell I'm gonna get them off, but. Nitrous on 28 street style cars. We got the Junior 4 2-2 cars with basically one carburetor shift. And we got the 5-inch and the 484s going at it at 7 o'clock. All that shit will start up right then. It's going to go to 7 until.
7 until. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Bobby, I'll be there. Thursday, so any help you need, man, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, shit. Thursday it opened at 5. I mean, Friday it opened at 5, which I'm going to probably get them at 3 o'clock both days from people apart. Saturday it opened at 10, and we're going to go from 10 to goddamn 12, 1, 2 o'clock. We ain't got no curfew, but I'm going to try to go as long as I can to get the last race off.
Right. Well, that's good. No curfew.
All right,
But like I say, you always have a good race there, Bobby. You know, we really appreciate you, man, giving us a place, a venue to go race and watch some races.
Yeah, I'm trying to do everything I can to try to save the racetrack. I mean, they got offers in, real high offers. So, I mean, everything is not final right now, but as of right now, this will be the last big grudge race
until
we figure out something May or June, so.
Okay.
I got a guy that's interested in buying it, and he got the money in for it, so hopefully that we can save the day with that money.
That'd be great.
I think I got something that's going really for the north and the south, because it'll be the first time everybody gets to come out and test when it's still off and on cold up there. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because that ain't but 2 hours from my house, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yep, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I'll be at my house, at my home. So.
I ain't gonna take no lie with that. Chicago and Mississippi. I don't know where I'd be. They even brought me this far right now today. That's why I am where I am today.
Love okay.
I got those guys. And those guys that really supported me from the time I ever started racing. Got free food cooking. Well, I might not have free food as much as this shit costs me.
I wouldn't be mad at you, Bobby. I ate good last time.
Yeah, I won't feed you goddamn until you leave there, so.
I mean, all I need is that spaghetti, man.
We got it. I got spaghetti ribs, macaroni, cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, fish, ribs or something. I got some potato sauce, smoked sausage, hamburgers, turkey burgers, turkey sausage, turkey legs.
Mm-hmm.
I got some caramel cakes and
shine,
water.
Now we on my point, yeah.
Ooh.
Taking that spaghetti, boy.
Oh,
my goodness.
Just get here.
What do you say? Oh, my goodness. Not here.
Yeah, buddy.
Pretty good. I rained out the last time. The COVID fucked me up the time. So, hey, we here now.
It rained out,
perfect,
but we had
weather.
A ball anyway, man.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, we got perfect weather this time, thank the Lord, so far. Don't nothing change. And I'm stressed out running like a 10-penny nail right now.
I don't know that's for us. Well, but
I was just telling Shake and Bake, I had got talked to some people, man, that we had met, and when they found out we was going down there, they couldn't get in a hotel room, and the wife just found some Airbnb for them, and so far we got eight truckloads, and five cars that's coming down.
Yeah, I asked them, all you had to do was call me. I got a few more rooms tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow they'll be up. I mean, we got so much stuff going on here. We got, you know, Memphis in May. Then we got the Jazz Festival, Blues Festival. And we got a Little League. We got the biggest Little League diamond in the nation. And they got a tournament going on, too. So it's very much so busy as hell. I mean, the rooms are it's ridiculous right now. But I got some still left for like $159 a night. I got quite a few of them over at Graceland at the guest house at Elvis Presley, on Elvis Presley. And he got 400 rooms in there. Them things like $300-$400 a night, but I got them for like $159 or $169. And I got a few more left at South Haven.
Well, that's good.
I didn't know that, man. They the wife gave them Airbnb. They wanted a place they can wanted to get a house so they can get just a garage. And
I got it sitting up there too.
So, yeah. Oh, you got Airbnb too, Eric? Well, if that works out, it's probably
room,
be about 6
in the morning.
Okay. Definitely. I'll do that. I'm going to call them in a minute. See if they got it. And if they didn't get anything together, I'll call you in the morning. You know, I'll send you a text first, make sure you're up.
Yeah. First thing in the morning. You know, I'll be up 6, 7 o'clock. I got to catch those people before they get out of
parking. Yeah, and don't forget, man. Don't forget about what we talked about.
Okay, I'm working on
it,
getting them things
now,
y'all.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have a good
I'm
time.
I'm trying to get them locked in. Yeah, Dominic asked about y'all things, about the fact when they get everybody coming. I told him, shit, man, I don't think there'll be nobody left of that motherfucker.
No, ain't nobody going to be in the north, man. I ain't going to say Chicago, I'm going to say in the north.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm about to do. I'm gonna have to get this fucking. I'm gonna have to open this motherfucker up early. I mean, I'll be back in there Wednesday night, so I might just open up, put my stuff in, so I won't be right through my mind so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
It's a lot. Trust me, man.
I know. People coming from. I ain't lying. I got people coming from Utah. I got guys. Hey, they got 12, 13 RVs. They want to come set up in there. Wednesday, I mean, them guys, they come party like a motherfucker. Really, my boss, man, they got them big-ass RVs, motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
They coming from everywhere, man. I ain't gonna lie, I've been racing a long time. I ain't never had no fucking race this hyped in my life. I ain't lying. Ooh. We finally got a big race, but the cars that they coming here so far.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty good. I don't know what I'm
doing. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes,
hey, Bobby, when we first talked, I was on Shake and Bake that Sunday, talking about that race. And we've been talking about it every day since, man. And these people, I was at the track yesterday. I was at 41 yesterday. I had to go there and go live. And while I was on live, that's all I, when you get time going, that's all I was talking about was, what's the race? You know, I was getting so many questions out, like, you know what, I don't know. I'm going to call Bobby. They were trying to get times, and now I know the times. But if it worked out a little bit earlier,
just let me know, and then we're going to get it posted up on Facebook, Instagram. We're going to get it all up there and on YouTube.
I told you. Here we go.
So if you get it open early, just let me know. You know, but I think with all these people coming, if it was me, I'd open that track up as early as possible.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, I
won't be
quite a few locked in races.
I'm going to test it on Wednesday, and I won't get back to Wednesday night. So if I take my stuff on that Wednesday, then I can open up as early. Like I got to go get a lot of change and stuff to start the gate up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Well, I sure hope your boy consider getting that track.
He already got it in. We just trying to buy it from the guy that's got the offer in now. It's still if it don't go through, then we automatically got it. If this guy get it, we got to see if they would cut the track loose from what they trying to do.
Okay.
Right.
I'll let everybody know
firsthand,
soon as whatever happens, happens.
You have a problem with going to Holly Springs?
No, if something happens, the reason why we don't get it is the zone. Yes, that's where I'm going. I'm not taking away from my local people that I really put it on.
Right.
But it's not going to be the same as being right here at home.
Right.
You got to try to get something going on down there. Me and him got some stuff to do. So if it canceled out, that's more than likely where I'm going.
Well, they was talking about putting a racetrack in Pine Bluff, Arkansas at one time, Bobby. But that was just a politics scheme that they was running on. Can you hear me?
Ooh. How was that say?
Appreciate all y'all, man, and y'all have such a travel. I don't talk to y'all no more. I'll see y'all next week, so.
Okay.
All right, Bobby.
All right, appreciate all right. you, Bobby.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
y'all. All right, Bobby.
All right. Later. That was Bobby Cole. His race is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Memphis Motorsport Park. We hoping it don't be the last race that he have at that track. Man, I like that track. It was a good location. And, man, I can leave the track 2 hours and I'll be at my doorstep.
All righty, fellas. I got to get out of here, man. I got to eat this real quick and get myself together. I got to get up at 3.
You got my food you sitting there talking about?
Man, I'm just eating a piece of this tip, and I got to get that situated for work. I'm working a double tomorrow.
I told you about bringing up food on my show, and you ain't offering me none. I know Eric wants some too. Got both our mouth watered for some rib tips. Come on,
now. You know, man, if I got it, you got it. The downfall you over there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so I ain't got it, do I, Eric? I ain't got it. If I'm 4 hours away, I ain't got it.
Nah, I don't think you got it, man.
Okay. See how my brother treat me? My spiritual brother treat me like a stepchild.
Yeah, man.
That's all right.
That
That's
ain't how
right.
it go. You know that.
That's okay.
You know that. You know
when
if I got it,
track,
you got
it. When we at the track and you turn your head and your plate missing, don't say a word.
Oh,
don't
man.
Don't say a word. Eric, when he turn around and look, what my plate? That should be the last
right.
word to come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, no, I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good. If you got to go, Sean, I understand. We about to get up out of here, I guess. If y'all ain't got nothing else to want to talk about, we just had to promote Bobby's race this weekend for those that's trying to go.
Absolutely.
Have safe travels and come back home. Enjoy yourself and then come back home.
Thank you. Yeah, go for everybody,
yep.
Man. All right, fellas, I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right, Sean.
All right. See you. I'll see you this week, Eric.
All right.
Okay.
All
right,
next.
Okay, Eric, you and Rick, y'all got something y'all want to talk about before we get out of here? Or something on your mind?
No, I'm good. Nah, I just had the
Okay.
I gotta get out of here too. I gotta get up at 3 o'clock in the morning myself. I gotta be at work by 5.
Right.
Okay. All right then.
I'm headed into the firehouse in the morning.
No, oh, that's where you gotta go.
Yeah. Be there
early in the morning. I know that's right. All right then, fellas, we're gonna get on up out of here. I wanna thank everybody for coming in on the Shake and Break Grudge Talk Show. I wanna thank you, Eric. I wanna thank you, Rick. I want to thank Sean, Drag Nation News. Oh, and Bobby Cole. We can't leave out Bobby Cole. That's my boy. He always have a good race. We just want everybody to travel down there, enjoy themselves, and come home safely. Be careful going down 55 when you get around Cairo. You better do the speed limit or do less, because them cops be out there all the time. I'm telling you. If you don't know, now you know. Cairo do not bullcrap. They be in the bushes. That bear be hiding and lurking with that radar. For some reason, they need some money, and they'll get you. They'll write one of them tickets on you, and you'll pay they rent for a long time. So just be safe and be careful, people, when you go out there and travel about, and when you go, like I learned years ago, in all about gathering, get an understanding. Very important. Now, my motto for the show and every show is put God first in everything you do. And I guarantee you, you'll be all right. All right, we're going to get on up out of here. Thank you, everybody. And we out of here.